There was an emergency meeting of the Pocahontas County Commission on Monday, July 1st, for the purpose of discussing Pocahontas Memorial Hospital issues. The notice for this meeting was sent out at 9:50 a.m., only about 5 hours before the meeting was scheduled to occur at 3 p.m. Hospital board members Janet Gigo and J.L. Clifton, along with PMH Chief Executive Officer Mary Beth Barr and Rebecca Hammer, the hospital's Chief Financial Officer, all attended representing PMH. The meeting was called to further discuss the potential USDA loan application by PMH for repairs and expansion. This matter had been discussed at the last regular session of the commission on June 18th, resulting in the commission taking no action to authorize the hospital to apply for a post-application for the $4.5 to $5 million loan. The hospital has already received approval on their pre-application, but cannot proceed with the loan application unless the commission authorizes them to apply for the post-application. At this emergency meeting, it was pointed out that a private donor has already paid an architect $70,000 to create the drawings for the potential project. Once again, Commissioner Walt Helmick expressed reservations about the hospital encumbering such a large debt. Commission President David McLaughlin joined Helmick in being also concerned about water and sewer issues with the project. For those reasons, and also because the third commissioner, Jesse Grossclose, was unable to attend this emergency meeting, Helmick and McLaughlin decided to once again take no action on authorizing PMH to make the post-loan application. The commissioner's regular meeting was held the following day, Tuesday, July 2nd, at 8:30 a.m. At that meeting, the commissioners took the following actions. They awarded the only bid received for the purchase of 500 blank 911 road signs, the purchase of the poles and hardware for the signs, and the printing of the road names on the signs. That bid was for a total of $73,975 and was submitted by Shinnebury Graphics. 911 Director Mike O'Brien said that they are looking at having the day report clients do the actual installations of the signs, which would be a huge savings to the county. Commission President McLaughlin said he recalls the original estimate several years ago, which would have had the county commission paying over $500,000 for the purchase and installation of those signs. They approved the employment of Nick Helmick, a law student, as a part-time summer employee in the prosecuting attorney's office. They appointed West Virginia State Police Sergeant David Simmons to fill Herbie Barlow's unexpired term on the County 911 Advisory Board. They approved a $311,333 coal severance tax fund budget revision and resolution as required by West Virginia statute. They approved a proclamation in support of the 2020 Census Count Task Force as requested by the U.S. Census Bureau. Sue Helton reported that Spruce Knob Seneca Rocks Telephone Company had sent them a letter informing them that they were closing their office in Greenbank because of staffing issues. Chris May of Advantage Technology, a West Virginia information technology and cybersecurity company, made a presentation of the services that they can provide to the county, including offering free training of county IT employees on protecting county computers from cyber attacks and how to respond to those attacks. Commission President David McLaughlin reported that the county has received a check in the amount of $860,759 as a settlement for their Pelt Grant lawsuit. Mayor Felton told the commissioners that Lucy's Grocery and More will be opening in the old Fast Check building in downtown Marlington in about a week. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.